So you've got the company brand and the personal brand. Which one do you think is the most important? Because quite obviously in the UK estate agency, it's all about the brand, as in the company brand. Do you think, you've obviously answered the question, do you think people hide behind brands?
Yeah, too much. Because it's never their fault, is it? Because they're just an employee. Now, interestingly, you know, with James, he's got his own insurances, he's got his own TPO memberships, and I provide a way of, it's my job to help these people grow, and I walk the talk, you know, I sell houses still.
You're out there doing it yourself.
I work for my personal brand as much as I expect them to. I'll be the guinea pig for stuff and I roll it out for them. Just build them up, like become, you talk about your local mayor, property mayor of your area, like just become, it's so easy as well. Really is easy. Running a business is frigging hard. Growing a personal brand is piss easy.
Well, we've got these things called the internet and mobile phones. Both of us, I mean, you guys are watching this video now, and I'm very humbled that hundreds and even thousands of people watch these videos. I know you get the same as well. But it's so easy to get your message across using this wonderful thing called the Tinterweb.
Yeah.
Get your message out there.
Stop caring what people think. Be you. Matt Giggs.
Yeah.
Love that. That's, I've been preaching that for ages.
Talked to him this morning.
And he's awesome. Love what he's doing with the industry. And just do it. Nike, just do it.
Yeah, but people might, especially with this video lark, people are going to laugh at you, aren't they?
Mate, I get all sorts of bullying comments on my social media videos that I do. I laugh at it and I just like it and I just reply to it and good luck to them.
Okay. So
people are too scared of people's opinion. I don't give a flying about someone's opinion. All I care about is my client's opinion as whose house we're selling.
I think that is a big thing that holds people back, that they're worried what other people will think of them.
Confidence, again, we spoke about previously, confidence is the number one factor in an estate agency, in my view. You've not even got to be the best, you've just got to be the most confident.
Guys, if you're interested in videos, I'll put it in the comments at the bottom. I've actually done a video on why you fear that by going on video, and it's actually biological, and it's called, but anyway, you can have a look in the comments below, you'll see what it's all about.
What's interesting, right, just on that confidence factor for a minute.
Go for it.
I used to have a speech impediment and a very bad stutter. So I was out of school for a year and I had home tuition and I became extremely introvert.
Okay.
That's probably why I don't socialise too well now. And I generally don't. I don't enjoy socialising.
You surprise me.
Yeah, I know.
Because you almost come across, you know, as on your videos as, you know, Perry Powell with the big hands, giving it all the...
Yeah, yeah, jazz hands. They've been labelled by, I think, Andy Overman. Bless him.
Love him.
Now...
So, hi, Andy.
I had a speech impediment, right? I'd been so cut off from socialising for so long that I couldn't even go to the petrol garage to ask for... my mum be in the car to go and ask for a pint of milk. She would kick me out the car and say, go on, fucking hell, get me a pint of milk. That's the kind of pushing that I'm used to.
Yes.
And she's an amazing woman, and that's what I want to give people. Just turn your camera on, sit in your car, and do a video. Just fucking do it. And for every 100 people that watch it, 50 are going to think you're an idiot, 50 are going to think you're the best thing since sliced bread.
Too right.
That's life.
Why the hell should we worry about what someone else thinks about us when they're not even close to us? We should worry about what our missus thinks of us, or what our bloke thinks about us, what our kids and our mum and dad do. But some person who's a million miles away, who we've never met, really screw our head up?
Is it going to affect your life? No. I just think for most people that watch your videos, you're not going to affect half of them. The ones you do...
but it's better than...
You've got an obligation to the 50 that you could help with what you want to say to do it.
It's about making a difference, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I produce these videos because I want to help estate agents and letting agents grow. I mean, you help people. You've got an agenda. You want to bring more people on for your personal agents. But if you turned around and said, "Hi, come and buy this, become a personal agent," no one's going to buy that.
Mm.
I sell stuff to the industry, but I don't bang on about it all the time. But if you can talk and have chats with people that are interesting and intriguing and educational, which, to be honest with you, mate, I've learned so much today, people will listen, they'll learn, they'll engage with you, and they'll trust you. And people do business with people they trust, don't they?
And there's no better way. We've had people in Newcastle beg us to sell their house in Newcastle.
Newcastle, well, that's about 350 miles away from here.
Which is why we have to say no. But, you know, it's...
So what videos have you done to make someone from Newcastle beg you to sell their house?
Just loads, like choosing the right agent, how to get the best price, how to negotiate, how to promote your house online. Just a whole vault, little plug there. Just a whole vault of helpful information to get the best price for
what is this your vault? House. What's this vault thing then?
It's just like hours of video.
It's like Hatton Gardens vaults. No,
it's valuable stuff. Okay. You know, cock up your house out. It's going to cost you money. Do it properly. You'll have more money. So that's exactly why I put it into video form, what we do here at Power Spoke. And people can benefit from it no matter where they are.
So you're telling me you're doing videos...
For homeowners, consumers.
Okay. And from that, you're having to turn business away.
Yeah, that's the in areas that I'm having to turn business away and turn agents away because I've got no intention on the roadmap at the minute to open have someone operate in Newcastle.
Nice part of the world. Good beer up there, mate.
Yeah.
So
I don't drink, so it's not really attractive to me.
The power of. Do you think you would have had that power? Pardon the pun. Do you think that would have done if you'd have written those articles?
Nah. I've stopped doing blogs.
Okay.
Sometimes you've got to prioritise, you've got to draw the line, and with a video, I've stopped having them done professionally most of the time. I just knock them up myself and set them off for editing somewhere, probably in Philippines or something, but they're really good. With a video, I'll get a podcast, a video and a blog.
Yep. I, because what I'll do is I will convert this into audio and upload it to my podcast.
Mm.
Because there's only three ways that you can communicate with a human being. Mm. In the written word, audio, yeah. And visual, like we're doing now.
And a video gives you all those three things.
Of course it does.
And it's time management, it's productive, it's, I'll jump in here, our camera's set up all the time, I'll jump in here and be like, look, so much has happened, I want to share this with you, this is how we got out of it. Just a raw... People like rawness, I like rawness.
People like a vulnerability, that you're a real person... That you're a real human being, like them.
Yeah, I stop scripting stuff because I'm crap. I make so many mistakes when I script. So it's just, I'm going to cock up.
Just a couple of blokes down the pub? Well, not with you. You'd have your back blue or whatever. Yeah.
I'll get the spa. So yeah, I just love it. It's just awesome. The world's changing, agency changing, and we're going to do our best to keep at the front.
Good, mate. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff.